all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change, in unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Our direct line, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I just wanted to take a moment and welcome each of you to the Universal Spiritual Connection. As you all know, it is truly an honor when we all come together as family. I'd also like to share with each of you tonight is I'm actually going to be interviewed on a radio show on February the 20th, which is this Friday. I'd like to personally invite each and every one of you to come and tune in to Earth Angel. This is the show name, Earth Angel with Blog Radio, and the show time is 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So I trust I'll see each and every one of you there. For all those in Pal Talk, we will have the radio room open for your convenience. I wanted to also say that we have a hero for this month, and we would like together as a family to recognize this incredible young lady for all the wonderful, wonderful things that she has done. So, Seth, if you would, let's call our hero of the month. It is so exciting and truly an honor when we can give recognition to someone that has really reached out and made a huge difference, even in a small way, which we all know is huge. And so we're going to actually do that tonight. So I do ask that my guests be just a bit patient with us, and so that way we can honor our guests for this evening. So here we go, guys. This is so exciting.
Wow.
Aloha, Dori. This is Leilani with the Universal Spiritual Connection Radio Show, and you are live on radio.
I am. I mean, I'm live on radio. What do you think?
I truly desire, because you are our hero of the month, and I truly, together as a family, we wanted to honor you as the hero for the month of February. And I just wanted to recognize the greatness that you have, the courage that you have given, and giving so much of yourself and not asking in return for anything except just that you had that opportunity to give love. And I wanted to thank you and honor you for that.
Oh, the honor is mine. Thank you so much. Wow, I'm actually speechless.
I could not allow one moment to go by without introducing you to the world. And I find that it's people such as yourself that we realize what a rare, not only opportunity, but a rare diamond that you truly are. And so I send you lots of love, peace, joy, and happiness. And blessings to you and to your family.
And to yours as well. And thank you so much for that. That's quite an honor. I'm very I am speechless, very much so. I mean, I want to thank you so much, Leilani. That was wonderful, wonderful gesture. I'm like, I'm sitting here listening to the show and thinking, oh, I wonder who the good person of the month is, and you call me. Like, wow. Great. That's great.
Well, thank you for allowing our family with the Universal Spiritual Connection is to honor you this evening.
Well,
and God bless you.
As well. Thank you so much. And it's my family as well. And I'm very, very much in tune with the family that you all are at. And I love you all. I love you most of all. But I just want to thank you again. I am just speechless. So
thank you for being that great pillar of love that you spread so selfishly, so selfless to the world. Thank you, Dori.
You're very, very much welcome, Leilani. And I'm going to continue so doing so because it's a simple process and it's just from my heart. And I know
that
I'm just from all of
that surprise me with you. Well, I want to bid you a good night and sleep well, and we will talk with you again.
Thank you so much, and I will. And I'm listening to your show. I'll sleep better. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'd like to ask my caller for your patience, and please allow me the opportunity to share a bit of information about our guests for this evening. We will invite you on, so just hang tight with us. But I'd like to take this opportunity to share wonderful, wonderful information about our guests for this evening. This is Dr. Gloria J. Burgess. She's an international speaker, corporate consultant, and executive coach, working with people of all cultures, ages, and life circumstances. She speaks and leads workshops on leadership, personal development, and culture diversity throughout the world. She is the founder and principal of Jazz Inc., a professional consulting and coaching firm for corporations and individuals. Gloria and her colleagues at Jazz Inc. design comprehensive, customized, on-site professional development programs in leadership, management, cross-culture, diversity, creativity, and innovation. Her client portfolio includes such institutions as Boeing, AT&T, Microsoft, MSNBC, Adobe Systems, Singular, Quest, Province Health Systems, International Coach Federation, and Girl Scouts of America. Her website is www.gloriaburgess.com. Our title for tonight's show is Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. Live your legacy now. So let's all, without further delay, let's give our guest this evening a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Gloria.
Aloha, Leilani. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Oh, it's so exciting to have you with us. And I have to say, first and foremost, I want to honor your courage, your strength, the love for self, and your relationship as being your very best friend. It is
people like you that inspire
all of us and give all of us the permission to say yes to ourselves.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and I really appreciate you honoring me in that way, Leilani. It's very important to let your light shine and to dare to wear your soul on the outside, and that's what I promote, and that's what I try to model as well.
Absolutely. And it shows up in real time in this great book titled Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. Live Your Legacy Now. Gloria, I would like to ask, is it all right if we go ahead and invite our caller onto the show with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Mark on line 3 to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Mark.
Aloha. Divine love, light, and blessings from the divine within my soul essence to both of you and all the listeners around the world.
Oh, thank,
thank
you,
Mark.
And blessings to you as well. I know that you do great work as well, spreading the love, the peace, and the joy worldwide. Is that not true about you?
Yes, I do. I guess you're familiar with Healing for Inner Peace, which is cool.
Well, I was just really tuning in with your own personal greatness and your passion and your thirst to be of real service to humanity.
I do my Earth mission as best I can, and it's definitely expanding my consciousness and those that I'm teaching to be teachers, as well as those that are to meet my students that are willing to do their inner work. And those that are willing to do their inner work on all levels of being and all the multidimensional aspects of self and the soul can continue to expand with the higher learnings and teachings. You know, a matter of understanding that this physical embodiment is just one part of our soul essence. But to truly integrate all of who and what we are on our multidimensional self, we expand our consciousness so that we can work with all of our dimensional aspects collectively as one unified self. And from that perspective, go into the oneness instead of only going into the oneness from this third and fourth dimensional aspect of self. But go into it from our multidimensional self, from this third and fourth dimensional density aspect of self to our oversoul and everything all the way in between.
Absolutely.
Think of a telescope. A telescope is, say, a series of lenses, correct?
Yes.
Think of the top as your oversoul, and each lens as being a different dimension or focal point of light. And therefore, you have a different aspect of your soul essence being expressed on that dimensional level until you get down to each dimension, down each lens, down different focal point of light, which you can have more than one focal point for each dimension, as we do here on the Earth plane, until you get to the heaviest, the densest, which is where we are now.
Absolutely. And you know, Mark, send me an email because I would really like to talk to you further. And I'd like to even schedule you to be on the show. Now, please stay on the line with us because I would like to give Gloria the opportunity to share her thoughts with the words, your empowering words and truth with all of us for this evening. Gloria, I'd like to turn it over to you.
Well, Mark, I appreciate your call, and I think that there's a lot of resonance with what you're saying with the listeners as well as with myself. I'd just like to talk a little bit about soul and the way that I think about soul. Dare to wear your soul on the outside is really a summons to step boldly into the life that is waiting for you. So many of us say, yes to lots of different things in our lives, and we typically say yes to a life, a soul that's really too small for us. And so dare to wear your soul on the outside, the way that I'm talking about it, is really an invitation to step into the boldness, the radiance, the brilliance, and the largesse, the largeness of your soul, and to really be of service to others along the way.
Oof, well said.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Basically, to truly integrate with the light of creation, not only of this universe, the high universes of creation as one, and to channel that pure white light with the guardians of the pure white light, which is very closely protected, and
yes,
share that, be that, like you're saying, that beacon of light, the lighthouse of that higher vibration.
Absolutely.
To wake those that are willing to be fully awakened, and it'll give them the tools, as I do, which what many do, for them to awaken.
Well, and to be fully awakened and to stay awake. You know, we have many different names for that white light that you're talking about. And the way that I talk about it is letting the Holy Spirit shine through you. And to step into the fullness, the boldness of all of who you are, all of who you are created to be. You know, like you, I believe that we're all creators with a little c, but many times we run away from that creator stance and we'd rather be in a passive or reactive stance or a victim stance. You know, sometimes we don't choose that, but sometimes we do. And so my work is about inviting you to step into that place of taking charge and really taking authority of your life and being in that place of absolute sovereignty over your life and your life choices.
Exactly, to be of service to all of creation.
Exactly.
And not to be afraid of people judging you.
That's right. Yeah.
Mark, I would like for you, if you would be so kind as giving Mark my email address. Well, matter of fact, let me go ahead and give it now, and that is imdivinelight@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you, Mark.
And I want to personally
thank you for calling the show this evening and sharing your wisdom
and
your truth with us.
I am divinelight@aol.com. Okay.
Okay.
So just so you know, I'm in New Hampshire. I'm on the East Coast.
Oh, wonderful. I love New Hampshire. I lived there for a while, and it's one of my fond places to visit. So thank you for your call. And once again, that email address is imdivinelight@aol.com. Look forward to hearing from you, Mark.
Because I use that for a lot of my usernames.
Fair enough. And God bless you, Mark, and thank you.
And divine love line blessings to you and
thank
all your
you.
Listeners and your guests.
And
thank
to you as well.
Thank you, Mark.
Good night. You know, Gloria, as I embarked on reading your great wisdom and truth, and that's where I celebrated and honored your courage and strength because, you know, you touched on so many areas, even for myself as an individual, is becoming right with ourselves, is to really get to know who we are. But before we really dive into the book, what was the main catalyst that inspired you to really sit down and dive into that relationship with yourself? And why was that so important for you?
Well, the catalyst for me, Leilani, was, again, living a life that was too small for me. I lived a lot of my life running away from my own personal authority, from my own leadership, if you will. And taking charge of my life, I, you know, had all of the outside trappings. You know, I had a good job, I had a successful relationship in my marriage, and so on and so forth. But a lot of the times, particularly at work, I was leaving about 50% of myself in the parking lot, you know, and not really showing up with all of the gifts and talents and skills that I have to offer. And I did that for about almost 20 years, working in the high-tech industry, working in computer software. And I realized that my life was actually, you know, just kind of draining away from me. And I really didn't have that much to give to my daughter or to my husband or to myself. And so I made a vow to myself to turn that around. And that journey has been a multi-year journey, and I believe that, you know, when you are able to help yourself, then it's your responsibility to turn it around and to help somebody else, to be of service to someone else. And so the reason that I wrote the book was because I had a successful transformation, and I said, you know, I now have the gifts and tools to be able to offer this same kind of turnaround service, if you will, makeover service to other people.
And boy, do you ever. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't put the book down. You know, it's really interesting as well, Gloria, because, you know, I deal with people, you know, and talk with them all over the world. And, you know, as I was reading your book, I reflected upon my own life because a lot of times I found myself running away from self.
Mm-hmm.
I found that, you know, I was self-sabotaging my own personal joy and happiness,
mm-hmm.
and along with allowing my own personal challenges within myself that I had learned from my childhood experiences was showing up in my life continuously, which was creating disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
And it boiled down to is really taking a look. And it was easy to blame things outside of ourselves, you know, people, places, and situations. And it was a whole lot easier doing that than versus taking a look at ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, and so many of us, Leilani, I think of our age and probably younger as well, you know, as women in particular, we're taught to be good girls, nice girls. We're taught to be polite. We're taught to, you know, show respect to other people. And those things are well and good. But sometimes we're so loyal to the things that we were taught as young children and as teenagers, those things no longer serve us as adult women. And they tend to put us in a place where we tend to give up or abandon parts of ourselves. And we need to figure out, you know, what is serving us now in this part of our lives, and what we can let go of. And some things we have to just toss out and start all over again. And some things we need to just unlearn and relearn new strategies, new tools, new approaches, so that we can be strong, vibrant, brilliant women in the world. And sometimes, you know, that's a very long journey for some of us. It was for me.
Yes, and that's where, you know, where through my own observations, I feel many a times, and I was one of them, where I was always selling myself short.
Mm-hmm.
And it boiled down to my own self-esteem on how I viewed myself as not just as a human being, but as a woman, and what did that look like in expression in my outer world? So that leads me to this question, what does it look like when you wear your soul on the outside, and does it look the same for women and men?
Well, what it looks like is, you know, you talked about self-esteem, low self-esteem. What it looks like is very, very positive self-esteem. It doesn't look like, you know, you're just kind of throwing your heart on your sleeve and kind of strutting around and being, you know, pompous and all of that. That's not what I'm talking about. But it does mean that you have a very high sense of self-regard for yourself. You take care of yourself, not only your interior, but your exterior. You take care with your words and your actions. And you align yourself with energy, with people who support you and who lift you up. And yes, it does look the same for men as it does for women. I think that men have a different language for what I'm talking about. When I talk to my male clients about this, they come back and they say, "Oh, so daring to wear your soul on the outside, what you really mean is daring to live out loud." And I say, "Well, you know, if that's the way that you want to language it, that's fine. But it really is all about aligning and being congruent with who you are on the inside and showing up that way, whether you're at the grocery store, at the dry cleaners, or at work or with your family."
Absolutely. And that is one of the areas that, you know, is important for all of us to sit down and really take a look at is all the individuals that we have in our lives. And, you know, when I teach classes, I always say to my students, if a person, place, or a situation doesn't enhance who you are, then sometimes we have to let go.
That's right. You know, when we can be around people that make us feel like we're fully alive, then we know that we're wearing our soul on the outside, and so are they. When you're around people that make you want to edit yourself or pretend to be smaller than who you are, then you know, that's a signal to you that perhaps you are not you're not at that place where you can step fully into your soul and to wear it on the outside without, you know, without it hurting a little bit. And so it's a little signal that maybe it's time to slow down and to do some self-care, some work on yourself, some transformative work on yourself.
Ooh, Gloria. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here reflecting on some of my own, you know, life experiences. I knew I was going to fall in love with you, young lady. I just knew it. So let me ask you this question, because this is one of the areas that I observe with my interaction with people. Is they seem to be stuck on, like, if I'm very positive and uplifting to the people around me, then I'm all about ego. So what are your thoughts on those that are viewing you and make those comments, well, you're all about ego, instead of them seeing that you're an inspirational person that is given freely of yourself and centered with yourself as an individual?
So let me be clear, Leilani. Are you saying that the people who are giving you the positives are saying that you, the person that they're directing that feedback to, is full of ego?
Well, no. Like, I can be among 50 people,
mm-hmm.
and out of those 50 people, there'll be three or four individuals that may say, "Well, that's all about ego."
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is what I would say to those individuals. For someone to be able to say positive things to you and to have that come from their heart, their soul, their spirit, to me is a sign of very high, very strong self-esteem, because they're able to see in you and to be able to reflect in you the brightness and the brilliance, the glorious magnificence of who you are. For the people those three or four people that you're talking about who might say, well, you're all about ego, or that's all about ego, in my way of thinking about it, I believe that almost always those kinds of comments are coming from a lack of ego and a lack of self-esteem, a sense of feeling less than. But the flip of that is that, you know, even though we may feel less than inside, we kind of project this bigger than life experience and bigger than life self to other people, so that we feel superior or we feel better about ourselves. And so for me, that person who is, you know, out there being inspirational, being uplifting, and you know, really, I think attracting the kind of positive and sincere praise about themselves, I don't see that as an act of ego. I see that as an act of wearing your soul on the outside and daring to be all that God created you to be. He did not create us in His image to play small and to pretend to be, less than who we are. He made us in His image to shine.
Yes, 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 yes. And those are my words every week to all the listeners. It's time to say no to smallness and yes to greatness.
Absolutely. You know, our world is in such a state of turmoil and chaos on so many fronts. I mean, that's not the only story, but we need every single one of us to step up and to take charge of our lives, and to be in that place of magnificence and collaboration, creative collaboration with one another. The time for playing small, as you said, is gone.
You bet it is. I'd like to take this moment to welcome our next caller, and that's Ruben from Hopi on line 5 to the show. Aloha, Ruben.
Hello there.
Aloha. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty fine. I was invited by Dr. Valerie.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we are honored to have you with us.
Hi, Ruben.
Did you have thoughts to share with us this evening?
I just heard the end of what the gentleman was speaking. What is his name? I didn't catch his name.
Mark.
Mark, okay. He's talking about ego, which, you know, I think we all have within ourselves, but it is very hard to put that aside and really focus on the issues that are at hand throughout the world, and it's really the ego that within us that really blocks out the positive energy to move forward. So I agree with whatever I had heard towards the end, you know, that it is. Without ego, that we can achieve greatness out of something so small.
You bet. And I'm going to let Gloria, if you would, if you'd like to comment on that statement.
Yes. Ruben, the person you heard speaking was probably me, Gloria, speaking about ego.
Yes.
Yes. And again, I truly believe that each of us needs to step back away from our ego to achieve the kind of cultures that we want to achieve the kind of world that we want to leave behind as a legacy for our children and our children's children. I believe that the time for ego is has come and gone as well. And again, in order to build the kind of collaborative communities that we need, and to be able to collaborate creatively, we need to operate from a position of soul and heart, not ego.
Ooh, I love that, Gloria.
That's very true, Gloria, and thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you, Ruben, for calling into the show, and God bless you.
God bless you all, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. You know, for all those that are tuned in, I'd like to take a moment and invite you to my show page with bbsradio.com. As many of you are aware, I have a wealth of information about our guest this evening to share with all of you, Gloria Burgess. We are talking about her book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. Her website address is www.gloriaburgess.com. For all you listeners in Pal Talk, we do have that information posted for your convenience, and also we're placing it in the room continuously for you as well. I'd like to remind all of you is to take some quality time to really explore the great works that Gloria has so been willing to share with each and every one of you. I'm so excited that I'm actually going to ask Gloria if she'll come back to share more of her information with each of us. As you all know, I have to say this book is one of those books, is a must-have book. If you're ready to say yes to you, you're ready to claim your personal greatness and allow all of you to shine and to be shared with the world, this is it. This is the book right here. And so on that note, Gloria, I'd like to ask you this question, if I may. There's a lot of pressure in our culture for men to be macho. How does daring to wear your soul on the outside apply to these men?
That's a great question, Leilani. I think that the men in our culture, not only do they have the pressure to be macho, but they also have pressure to wear, I'm going to say, a mask or facade that really is not their true self. And daring to wear your soul.
Are you there, Gloria?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. So I'm not sure if we've lost our caller or if you got.
Hello?
The person whom you're trying to reach.
All I want is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha and welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Our guest for this evening is Dr. Gloria Burgess, and we have been talking about her incredibly amazing book titled Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. Once again, I'd like to remind all of you to pay a visit to my show page with BBS Radio. I have all the information for your convenience up there for each of you, and please take a moment to really explore the wealth of information that Gloria is sharing with each of us tonight. And thank you, Gloria, for your patience with us. I did get dropped from the show this evening. But there's another question that I would really, really like to dive into is, what advice can you offer us this evening to really help us start on our embarking on our journey to actually wear our souls on the outside of ourselves?
Well, again, Leilani, thank you, and I'm sorry we got cut off earlier, but you know, the journey of beginning to wear your soul on the outside is very, very straightforward. And it really is about the desire to make a change in your life. And we know that we can't change other people. Many of us have tried and have not been very successful, but we can change ourselves. And so I would say to you, make a covenant, make a commitment, make a promise to yourself that you're going to do something different today and the next day and for the next 7 days, whatever that something happens to be. But what's important is to make that promise, that commitment to yourself, that you're going to dedicate yourself to some kind of change. And there's no, you know, there's no magic potion. There's no one size fits all on this, Leilani. For some of us, we need to begin with a sense of reclaiming our thanksgiving, our sense of gratitude. For some of us, we need to reclaim and understand what it means to be faithful to ourselves. For some of us, it means to understand what it means to love ourselves and to devote ourselves, our transformation to that self-love. And whatever it takes for you, pick one thing and devote yourself to it for the next 7 days and see what kinds of small changes happen in your life and ultimately big changes in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does, because that's one of the areas that I have been really diving into, is really understanding and learning to truly love me and appreciate everything I have to offer myself and to others as well. I'd like to read and share with all of you this evening. I'm on page 38, and the subtitle is Legacy. Legacy offers the power of service and stewardship. Many of you are very familiar with me using that word continuously. And we are. We're in stewardship of ourselves, our personal lives, and everything out in our external world. Inviting you to focus on being of use to someone or something beyond yourself. Imagine yourself giving to the future in the role of provider, guardian, steward, escort, caretaker, trustee, or guide for whomever or whatever has heart and meaning for you. In this role, you will use your creativity to encourage and uplift, innovate and invent, be an architect and shape shifter. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about gratitude, Gloria, because we, you know, through my own observation, you know, I had failed to really take a good look of what I have. And I've really learned to be appreciative of the roof over my head,
mm-hmm.
or the opportunity to wake up every morning and take my, you know, that I am greeting the sunrise and the appreciation of friends and family.
Yes. Well, gratitude is what we call the grandparent of all the blessings and all of the sacred promises that I talk about in my work, Leilani. Gratitude is what connects us to one another, and gratitude is also what connects us to ourself and to God. When you can wake up every single day and say, thank you, I have another day, that's a good thing. When you can go to bed at night and say, thank you for this day, regardless of the lessons that were, you know, presented to you, positive or negative, you've had a good day, and you can count your blessings. When I talk about gratitude in my workshops and in my book, I talk about gratitude as that wonderful place where the past, the present, and the future come together. My culture, various cultures of origin include African and Native American and some Scotch-Irish thrown in there. And in all of those cultures, we think about the sense of time as being connected. And so when I talk about gratitude, I really do talk about giving thanks for all of the people who built bridges for you, who built roads for you. None of us would be where we are today if someone hadn't paved the way for us, if somebody hadn't made sacrifices for us. And so we give gratitude to the past, to the ancestors. We also connect the dots from the past to the present, because again, we wouldn't be here unless we were standing on somebody else's shoulders. And then we also connect it in the sense of stewardship and service to the future, because our lives are not just about us. Okay, it's not about you, it's not about me. It's about being of service to our children and our children's children. And so gratitude actually embraces all of those arenas of time and space. And excuse me, for me, gratitude is the first promise. Everything begins and ends with gratitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd like to invite our next caller, Sharon from Alabama, to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Sharon.
All right. Hi. Okay, my pastor, he was heartbroken. Son, I need to sign up. Heartbroken.
I apologize, Sharon. Could you please repeat yourself?
Okay, yes. My pastor, he was heartbroken Sunday. I need to find out what was the reason why he was heartbroken.
Ah, okay. Gloria, would you like to share your own insights with that?
Sharon, you said that your pastor was heartbroken?
Yes.
And you're asking why he might have been heartbroken?
Yes.
You know, I wish that I could say that I had some insight into that, Sharon, but can you tell me a little bit more? I don't have any insight to offer you right now.
Wait, you're just like a spirit advisor.
No.
Spirit advisor. Well, let me say this to you, Sharon. A lot of times when we have heartbreak, it's a lot of times we have certain expectations of how we view things around us. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
So it could be just a matter of him putting a lot of love and compassion and understanding into some areas with his interaction with individuals, and through their own choices and actions created a ripple effect that affected many, you know, people and situations around him. So my suggestion for you, the best way you could actually support him is just to pray for his peace, his joy, and that whatever this case may be, is that it is resolved with a win-win situation for everyone. And then leave it in God's hands. Because you and I both know miracles happen every moment.
Every moment, yes.
I hope that helps you in some small way.
Yes.
So God bless you, and thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lavani.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, and it's amazing because, you know, I've learned that through my own experiences, you know, where I've been hurt. And a lot of times is that we sometimes don't realize that we have placed some form of expectations. And that can be a letdown to all of us in one way or another. I know it's been true for me personally. And so what's important is how we handle it and what our choice is on how to move forward with that. And so a lot of times I find if we can forgive ourselves and forgive a situation or the people around us, it's amazing the miracles that will unfold around us. So getting back to your book here, titled Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside, let's talk a little bit more about the legacy. Can you share more of your thoughts with us tonight?
Absolutely. Thank you for reading that passage from my book about legacy. You know, in our culture, Leilani, many of us think about legacy associated with death and dying, or inheritance and money. And that's certainly one aspect of legacy. But I'm talking about legacy in a more vibrant, alive kind of way. I'm talking about the legacy, the footprint that we leave behind every single moment of our lives. You know, like you said, miracles happen moment by moment. Our legacy happens moment by moment as well. And our choices, our actions, who we decide to include, who we decide to exclude, who we decide to smile at, you know, give a hug and embrace with words or with our arms, all of those are part of our legacy. And, you know, for most people, if we're having a, you know, a bad day, a bad hair day or whatever, you know, people know it before we get into the room. And that's part of the legacy that we leave, too. And the goal is to become conscious and awake and intentional about leaving a positive, life-affirming legacy. Because every single thing that you do affects somebody somewhere, whether they're in your direct sphere or, you know, beyond. There's somebody always watching you, somebody always listening, somebody always depending on you. And so the legacy that I'm talking about is really being conscious and on purpose, intentional about your choices and actions every single day.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, Gloria, you and I are going to have to sit down one day over a cup of coffee.
I would love that.
And if you don't drink coffee, let's have some tea. I'd like to take a moment and welcome our next caller to the show, and that's Celine. On line two. Aloha, Celine.
Oh, hi. I just want to know, what do you see for me this year?
One of the areas that I feel very strongly for you, Celine, please forgive me, Gloria, is that you're going to find that you're going to start doing a lot more inner reflection, because you're already doing that. You're already reviewing your life in general. And so your soul is really thirsty for change. So as you continue embarking in this 2009, what you're going to find is that as you become more and more in tune with yourself, you're going to find that a lot of your attitude and perception about how you viewed yourself and your world will be changing. So I see where your money situation will be changing. There's going to be...
Is it for the better?
Pardon me?
I said, is it for the better or for the worse?
Oh, great changes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. They're going to be wonderful changes. If you've got your computer on or something in the background, if I could just get you to mute that, I would sure appreciate it because we're getting a bit of an echo from you. But also, so it's time for you to celebrate. It's time for you to honor yourself. The great changes will be coming. Your financial situation will become a lot stronger. I see there is also some kind of a job opportunity. I don't know if you're personally looking for it or someone close to you is, but that's going to work out really well for you, okay? But the main focal point is you're going to be really stepping into your own empowerment, okay? So, but I have to say good night to you, and I want to personally thank you for calling the show. I'm going to have to say good night to our guests for this evening, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and God bless you. Thank you. Gloria, it has been such an honor to have you. I would really feel very honored to have you back on the show again. And please, you know, keep in touch with me. I'm very impressed with your work. I would like to give you the opportunity to share your last-minute thoughts. If you've got any seminars or events or classes that are coming up, I'd like to give you this time.
Well, thank you very much, Leilani, and I would love to be a guest on your show again. Thank you, and your listeners. I would just like to echo some of the things that Leilani has already said. If you would like to know more about my work, please visit my website, which is www.gloriaburgess.com, and take a look at my latest book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. What most people are blessed by in my book is that I don't just talk about the sacred promises and kind of gloss over them, but I actually weave together stories that demonstrate the promises and how they can help you in your life, their exercises, their reflections. And more I'm getting feedback from people who say, you know, this is better when I do it with somebody, you know, somebody else, a friend or two or three friends, and there's a little support group for me as I move through the various exercises and so on. So I would just invite you to think about that for yourself as well. And I guess in closing, I would just like to say a few lines from one of my poems, which appears in my book. And the poem is called Song to Myself. And it begins this way. It doesn't matter to me what you do or where you work. I want to know who you are when the sun goes down. It doesn't matter to me how much bread you can afford to put on your own table. I want to know if you will knead and wait and bake the bread and share your blessings at someone else's table.
Wow.
And those lines really sum up, you know, being of use to other people and being of use to yourself.
I got the goosebumps on that. Gloria, I'm going to come and take your courses because it's time for me to say yes to me as well.
Well,
it's
come on over to Hawaii. I teach a course every June over on Molokai.
Oh, you got it. Anyway, it's been a true honor, Gloria. I'm looking forward to having you on the show with us once again. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and truth with all our listeners this evening. I'd like to remind each and every one of you, it is time to say no to smallness and say yes to you and your greatness. Remember that you are indeed the empowerment and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Be kind to yourselves and to one another. God bless each and every one of you, and good night to you, Gloria, and good night to all of you.
one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I.